Tabby. I live in town now.
I knew that. I mean, what are you doing in this warehouse?
Oh. An unexpected response, she thought, suddenly less sure of herself. A result of the spider encounter. Their powers were far-reaching. She'd planned to avoid any contact with Gideon for several months. Here it was, less than 5 weeks into her plan, and they'd run into each other. I'm working, she said, returning her attention to his question. How did you know I was in town?
Justice told me.
He did? Something her business associate hadn't mentioned to her. When?
A few weeks ago.
Gideon's mouth curved into a smile.
He told me to stay away from you.
His voice, she thought, trying not to get lost in the memories of what the sound meant to her. While olfactory recollections were thought to be the strongest, a sound or phrase could also shift a person back to another time. Felicia had no doubt she could easily be transported by Gideon's scent. Right now, she was most concerned about its voice. He had one of those low, sexy voices. As ridiculous as it sounded, the combination of tone and cadence reminded her of chocolate. Now his voice was a vibration she was sure the spiders could get behind. She should... Her chin came up as her brain replayed his statement. Justice told you to stay away from me? Gideon raised one powerful shoulder.
He suggested it was a good idea, after what happened.
Outraged, she planted her hands on her hips, then thought hitting Justice was a far better idea. Only he wasn't there. What happened between you and me isn't his business, she said firmly.
You're his family.
That doesn't give him the right to get in the middle of my personal life.
I didn't see you trying to find me, Gideon pointed out. I figured you were comfortable with his intervention.
Of course not, she began, only to realize she had been avoiding Gideon, but not for the reasons he thought. It's complicated.
I'm seeing that, he told her. So, you're okay?
Of course. Our sexual encounter was over 4 years ago. She had no idea if he'd guessed she'd been a virgin or not, and didn't see any reason to mention it now. Our night together was satisfying. An understatement, she thought, remembering how Gideon had made her feel. I'm sorry Justice and Ford broke down the hotel room door the following morning. Gideon's expression changed to one of amusement. It was a look Felicia was used to seeing, and she knew it meant she'd somehow missed an obvious social cue, or taken a joking comment literally. She held in a sigh. She was smart. Scary smart, as she'd often been told. She'd grown up around scientists and graduate students. Ask her about the origins of the universe, and she could give a fact-based lecture on the subject without having to prepare. But interpersonal interactions were harder. She was so damned awkward, she thought glumly. She said the wrong thing or sounded like a space alien with bad programming, when all she wanted was to be just like everyone else.
I meant, are you okay now? He said. You screamed. That's why I came in.
She pressed her lips together. For possibly the 1,000th time in her life, she thought how she would gladly exchange 30 IQ points for just a small increase in social awareness. I'm fine, she said, offering what she hoped was a reassuring smile. Couldn't be better. Thank you for coming to my rescue. However unnecessary that was. He took a step toward her.
I'm always happy to help out a beautiful woman.
Flirting, she thought, automatically monitoring his pupil dilation to see if it was real or simply politeness. When a man was sexually interested, his pupils dilated. But it was too dark in the warehouse for her to be sure.
What made you scream?
He asked. She drew in a breath. I saw a spider. One eyebrow rose. It was large and aggressive, she added.
A spider?
Yes. I have issues with them.
Apparently.
I'm not stupid. I know it's not rational. Gideon chuckled.
You're many things, Felicia, but we're all aware that stupid isn't one of them.
Before she could figure out what to say to that, Gideon turned and walked away. She was so caught up in the way his jeans fit his butt that she couldn't think